Well, here it is, Wednesday, 7th of January, 2026. Reach up your hand and say, Lord, I'm just thankful that I have breath, because that gives me an ability to praise the Lord. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Right, Cindy?
Right, Dee. I feel like Rexella.
Anyway, we're just having fun this morning, but I want you to realize that there's some very, very important year. I said at prayer the other night, a couple nights ago, that we're really, this is a year of attack and advance. And if we don't attack, then we by default are standing, defending ourselves. And really, if you spend a lot of time with that, then you are wore out. And God says that Satan wants to wear out the saints. So rise up, O saints of God. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing to make you feel afraid. Nothing to make you doubt. So, I want you to know that Vicky wrote a song, I will not be terrorized, paralyzed, immortalized by fear. Oh, whoops. Cindy said immobilized. I get things backwards from time to time. Forgive me. So, I just want us to look at that this morning and just realize how interconnected. I thought about the human body and all the systems that there is with the circulatory and the skeletal and the muscular and the, you know, and it's the same way with the truth of God. God's truth is interconnected. So I love the fact that we're in, according to Ephesians 3, if you get a chance to read this, it talks about us being in the dispensation of the mystery of the grace of God. And this grace time is a period of time that you're in that no other dispensation was, but the people that were under the law were under a different behavioral pattern. And here you are in it, and understanding grace and understanding the function of grace is so crucial, because Jesus grew in wisdom and in favor with God and with man. And that's the same word as grace, sikharis. Is the same word. And so I wanted to look at that this weekend and spend some time with it. And Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. And so when we're looking at that, as we study that, when Jesus, for instance, Satan come at Jesus and said, well, if you'll worship me, if you'll fall down and worship me, then I'll give you all the kingdoms of the Lord of the world. And Jesus replied back, I will not. I'm not going to do that. Get away from me, Satan. For it is written it that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. And he was referring to Deuteronomy 6:13. And really, that scripture actually says something interesting. If we think about it, it says here, you shall fear the Lord your God. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name. And I thought, I was talking to somebody yesterday a little bit about the fear of the Lord. And he said, well, I think that's just a bad translation. I thought we can't do that as a, to exegete the word of God. You can't just say, well, I think. I mean, you've got to study. The Bible says study to show ourselves approved. And so the word there, even in the New Testament, from time to time is phobios. And so there's a bad fear, of course. You touch your hand and you learn that you don't do that again. You touch electric fence, you learn there's a fear there, a healthy, godly fear in the natural. Then there's a unhealthy fear. You know, you can't be afraid to go out and work on the fence anymore just because you touched it once. And on and on. And so when we're talking about the fear of the Lord, he said the very essence, the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of being able to make right decisions is based in the fear of the Lord. And that's a tremendous, awesome respect. When Jesus said the word worship, worship is a type of fear. It's saying, you know what? You are so magnificent. You are so grand. I look at the heavens. I look at the stars. I look at the ocean and the vastness of it. And here you are. I know I'm small, and yet you love me. I can't help but fall down and worship. I can't help but give you the awe and the reverence and the care and the love. So this weekend, we're going to touch on this because I think this healthy fear is where God wants us to understand and have balance in our lives in this particular area. Lord bless you. Lord keep you. Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.